Eric, can you just kind of assess how you thought Brady handled the build-up last week and then how he played in the game?
I thought that, considering that it was one of his first starts, you know, when you look at the whole body of work and against a really tough defense, that he did a lot of good things. And Minnesota presents a lot of problems both in the running game and the passing game. And some of the things that we identified that we wanted to do that were game plan specific, I thought he did well with. And with any player, and especially the quarterback position, there's always going to be plays that you want back and things that you would have done differently. And I know he'd like to do differently. But that's what we're working on, and he's going to continue to grow throughout this process.
Eric, last time we talked to you, you were 8-3 with a different team and on a roll. Yeah, can you kind of talk? It's a heck of a business, isn't it?
It is. It is a heck of a business. Yeah, it's you know, things worked out well in a way because really enjoyed my time in Cleveland when I was here the first time, and my wife has family here. Her brother's with the Indians. I've always liked being here and to be able to have the family here and grow up in this area, this environment, I think is great. And I really enjoyed getting to know Randy Lerner when I went for the interview, and I've enjoyed it even more as I've worked with him throughout this process. I think that he's been fantastic.
Talk about your time in New England with Josh. Kind of describe how you guys work together.
Well, Josh initially worked with me with the defensive backs when he came in while he was breaking down film, and he's a really smart guy. He's a really hard-working guy, and I think he's got excellent instincts. And even when he first started out and we'd be in staff meetings or defensive staff meetings, he was willing to share his ideas as a young guy. And I can tell you that the ideas were usually very good. And you could see from the start that he was going to have an outstanding career. I really couldn't be happier watching him move from the defensive side to the offensive side to the coordinator position and now to the head coach. And I called him in the offseason because I think he did a lot of good things in terms of the people that he brought in. And I wanted to let him know. And I know sometimes as a first-time head coach, you don't get those calls as much. And you make the decisions that you think are best at each moment. And everybody has a different opinion, and you respect that, but I've liked a lot of things that he's done in terms of the players that he's brought in.
Coach, with how different the Broncos look this season, how much can you actually use of your experiences playing the team last year going into this contest?
Well, you definitely appreciate a lot of the players that they have. Obviously, Eddie Royal, Brandon Marshall, both explosive guys. Eddie Royal caught the long ball against us last year, and then you look at a guy like Tony Scheffler, who had good production against us as well last year, and averaging 16 yards a catch. I've always enjoyed watching him. Peyton Hillis, I think, stepped in as a running back that game, and when he's been in the backfield as a runner, I think he's been effective, and he's also got excellent hands, and he's a threat out of the backfield as well. You got a guy like Brandon Stokley, who has 22 catches on third down, and 20 of them go for first downs. I know I played against Terrell Buckhalter. I haven't played against Knowshon Moreno, but did a lot of research on Knowshon Moreno, looked at him extensively. Lamont Jordan, playing against him in New England. So there's quite a few players that Daniel Graham, had him in New England, have played against them right on down the line, whether it's Ryan Clady and the development he's had. There's some things that you understand about them as players, even if the scheme changes and how explosive they can be.
Hey, Coach, sorry to bring this up, but how do you see this Brett Favre thing playing out?
Well, what I can say is it's a league matter, and there's really nothing that I can add to it.
What Broncos defense, what have you obviously that's changed a lot since you saw them last. Can you just talk about what you see from anything that really jumps out at you based on the preseason and the first game?
Sure. I really like the way that they've played together, and they played you can see the level of communication that they have in the field, which is huge defensively, and there's the 34 element, but they're able to build 4-3 fronts off of it. There's game plan pressures and things that are going to show up against us probably haven't shown up against other people because it's specific for us, so that creates some challenges. And you know, there's another group that has outstanding players. DJ Williams is impressive. Champ Bailey, he's been hard to deal with for years. A guy like Brian Dawkins, bringing him in, not just as a player, but from a leadership perspective. And I know Ronaldo Hill and Andre Goodman played against both those guys. I've liked both those guys. Andre Davis was here last year. I think that Elvis and Mario do a nice job in their roles. And then you look at the down guys, Kenny Peterson, Ronald, Brian, I think they've done well too in the scheme and create some problems. And that's not even counting Wesley Woodward, who is an outstanding special teams player, but also plays a role on defense, or a guy like Darrell Reed, who's an outstanding special teams player and also plays a role on defense. So there's a lot of things that have changed and create problems, and then there's a lot of players that help add to those problems.
Eric, do you think it's fair or correct when people say, you know, you and Josh and perhaps even Charlie are trying to do what Bill did, but just trying to do it someplace else?
I really think that you learn a lot from the people that you're around, and Bill Belichick is an outstanding head coach, and he's going to go to the Hall of Fame, and you learn a lot from him. And I learned a lot from Bill Parcells. I learned a lot from Ted Marchabrota. And what you try to do is take the things that you've learned and apply them to the situation you're in, maintaining your personality and doing things the way that you'd like to do them. And there's a lot of decisions that you make as a head coach, and you try to make those decisions with the mission statement of doing what's best for the team at all times. And you do it based on the information that you have, the situation that you have, and you respect everybody's right to a different opinion. And I think that's how I operate, and I'm sure most head coaches have learned a lot from people they've worked with, and they tried to do the best they can with the situation that they have and the information they have to help their organizations.
Thanks,
Coach.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.